This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Luau, doesn't it? No, it's the beginning of another hour of the DJV experience. Thursday, the 10th of August is upon us. That's the voice of Jennifer Horn. My voice belongs to me, Doug Steffen. The other voices belong to Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. And when I say belong, they belong. They are theirs. And they will protect them with every fiber of their being, with every ounce of protective custody that they have. So don't be messing with Victoria, don't mess with... They are good at messing with me. Kara, oh, yeah, love to mess with me. But see, I take it because I'm sweet. I'm strong, smart, and sweet. So I take all of their...
Yeah, you take it really gracefully.
I do, yeah. I'm doing very nicely. Mm-hmm. Television report coming up in a few minutes. In the meantime, there are things mounting evidence of how bad Monsanto is, and yet this is... I don't know how it is that I still have... I do a weekly program and sort of many of these same stations called The American Family Farmer. And often we get into the things that are anti-family farmer. And one of them is the fact this country's being rough... been run over roughshod by the Monsanto folks. And what I'll do is we'll post this also on the Facebook page, along with another. There was something that I saw yesterday, I think it was on Meredith's Facebook page, comparing how the government is going after farmers in Pennsylvania, mostly Amish, for selling raw milk and that sort of thing, and yet Monsanto continues to get away with things that have really this summer become pronounced. Farmers have posted some really startling pictures on social media, fields of beans and peach orchards and vegetable gardens withering away at the hands of a new kind of herbicide called dicamba, developed by Monsanto. The farmers say this stuff is drifting all over the place in areas where they don't want to use it, but next to or across the street from fields where farmers have chosen to use it, and their crops can't withstand it. Because the Monsanto seed has this built-in sort of immunity to the stuff they develop. And this is their cynical way of destroying farmers who do not use their product. People think this is an accident. Well, the wind blows it over, bourgeois. Independent researchers and regulators who have heretofore just kind of pushed this aside or pushed under the rug. There was a lot of unreported testimony that now a whistleblower at Monsanto is bringing to the surface. Monsanto prevented key independent testing of its product, and it was not challenged by the old EPA. You know, there are people who criticize this administration, and they do a good job of it, and there's a lot of justification to the criticisms that are aimed at the current administration. But the people who give the last group a pass are obnoxious at best when they take shots at Trump. You only have to look into what happened during the last administration's EPA policy, and a lot of states as well. The regulators looked the other way. They prevented people from investigating Monsanto. So if you just want a little background here, when a company like this develops a new agricultural product, it usually has to, it's like going to the FDA for a new drug. It has to have tests. It has to show the results. It has to give the data to the government, provides samples to universities and government scientists to scrutinize regulators and researchers work together to determine whether or not the drug is safe. Well, that's what happens when you go through FDA testing. The government determines the safety of a product. And in this particular case, Monsanto denied requests by researchers to study its newest product, which is called Extended Max. It has a product called Vapor Grip. And the Vapor Grip is what is vaporizing and causing this stuff to drift across fields. And so for whatever the reason, the government, and you don't have to look too far because most of the regulators who were in the FDA came from Monsanto during the Obama administration. They put the kibosh to any real meaningful testing and just approved it. And so now here you have crops all over the Midwest. We're talking about millions of acres of beans and corn and other crops that have been completely destroyed because the wind carried this new formula to unsafe fields because the crops that are being grown there weren't designed to withstand the poison from this product. So how much of this stuff do we continually have to confront and then listen to the bourgeois that comes from the people who say, oh, no, you got the wrong story on Monsanto. They're good for farmers. They're going to allow us to grow a lot more food to feed a lot of people. Well, you know, that's true in part. I don't deny that that's true. But the other side of it is, what are we growing? In this country seem to be concerned about it. Europeans seem to be more concerned about it. But they feed this stuff. They have a huge market in Africa and a huge market in Asia and the Middle East where the people really don't know. Maybe they'd care if they knew, but they don't know. And they don't have regulators. They don't have anybody. Unless we send people over there and tell them, don't eat this stuff. Well, they're going to say, I'm going to eat this or die. So I'm eating this stuff.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, you got a real interesting argument here. Meanwhile, I don't want a damn thing to do with any of this stuff. And I don't want anybody I know or care about to have anything to do with it. But it's so hard now because they have so in the last 8 to 10 years, it was like this, the Bush administration got worse with Obama. They have completely masked what these people are doing. And it's pretty damnable. States have approved Monsanto products like this. There's a company called BASF, which introduced a rival herbicide to what Monsanto did. It's called Engenia, and does the same thing.
Just as bad?
Just as bad. Yep. Mm. Studied supposedly by the University of Arkansas. They gave it a pass because the University of Arkansas has a big chair funded by this company. When I say a chair, what happens is the companies will provide the money an endowment so that the interest that comes from the endowment will pay for the salary of a professor who teaches what these guys want them to teach. And that's what this is all about.
I mean, this is just last week we were talking about all those the emails and things that were from Monsanto that were internal memos leaked that scientists were saying who work for Monsanto saying, you know, if someone wants to come and test this stuff, I don't want anything to do with it because, you know, they know how bad it is.
Right.
I mean, it's insane. It's the smoking industry, but worse. You choose to smoke a cigarette. All of the food supply, we don't know what's on it. And we're just, I mean, it's so much worse than the smoking epidemic. It's insane, and it feels so overwhelming, and it feels like you can't do anything about it, and then there's so much censorship with people trying to really get the real story out.
Yeah.
Because Monsanto's pockets are so deep.
Oh, yeah.
It's just
start
it's,
following the money. That's how you crack it down. I mean, you think this game in Washington, D.C., where it's Republicans and Democrats alike who are just on the payroll of these things, and that's how they're voting. I mean, I'm still convinced that the reason health care didn't go through is because Big Pharma got involved with it.
Yep.
Because
payoffs.
They started paying off people, or Planned Parenthood, or whatever it was that started issuing payoffs on people. That's how these people vote. It's time to vote everybody out.
So these stories, by the way, this can be verified by going to Reuters. It's covering it big time this week, and it's there's some of the stuff that has been reposted on the Huffington Post, and I think there's some of it on the Drudge Report, but it's pretty much everywhere now. So, at what point are we going to wake up to this? 16 past the hour, television report up next here on the DJV Show.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yourgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yourgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yourgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 4th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, let's get the report first, Jennifer, on what is worthwhile tonight before we look at some of the other details of some of the other shows, what's being introduced, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what
well,
do we
it's,
have
it's tonight? Thursday. We want to have some fun, right? Just get ready for the weekend. So Boy Band is brand new on ABC. This is a reality show trying to put together the next big boy band. But this week it's all about girl power. The remaining contestants are going to perform hit songs from female artists. And then, of course, they will be critiqued by the judges. And two vocalists will go home. Saturday Night Live Weekend Update. They have a special on NBC at 9 p.m. tonight. Now, this is not new SNL, but this is the Best of Weekend Update, and you can check that out on NBC at 9 o'clock. Colin Jost and Michael Chee, of course, are the hosts of that. Zoo is brand new on CBS at 10 p.m., where a mission goes underway to rescue a snake-like hybrid in California. How about that? If none of that sounds good to you, there's a brand new episode of Whose Line Is It Anyway on the CW at 9. Married at First Sight is new at 9 on Lifetime. And because Doug loves it so much, I always love to point these shows out. Growing Up Hip Hop is new tonight at 9 p.m. on VH1.
Good.
I always love Hip Hop Wives. Anything hip hop I put with your name on it, you know.
There's a special on Glenn Campbell because he passed away this week.
Sure.
I believe it's tonight as well on Country Music Television. Is that right? 30-minute program. Blake Shelton, Keith Urban, Reba. Pay homage to Glenn Campbell. So that would be 8:30 tonight Eastern Time and Pacific Time. This is there are some moments from the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour, which will be kind of fun to see. Appearances from Johnny Cash, John Wayne, Carol Burnett, Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings. I actually would like to watch that myself. So it'll encore tomorrow night at 7 Eastern Time, and on Saturday at 8:30. I'm going to try to watch that. I don't think I got anything in the way of it tonight. It'll be a good take. So the other thing that's on people's minds is how to watch the eclipse, which is August the 21st. Don't watch it. Well, this, I think, Victoria feels, and I think she's right, is the best way to see it. In fact, there'll be stations across the country on the 21st. The best place is going to be Carbondale, Illinois, where it'll actually go completely dark for 2.5-3 minutes. But, you know, there are other places, and so you can watch. But don't try to look at it yourself. Look on television. That makes
But you
sense.
can buy the cool sunglasses.
Yeah, or you can get the little glasses. Yeah.
Wasn't there some question about how good they were?
Yeah, some of them are fakes.
Yeah.
Where did you say you could go to libraries?
Yep, there are 4,500 public libraries giving them out free, and you can also get them free at every Warby Parker store.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, another doctor is leaving Grey's Anatomy. Eliza Minnick. I don't know. I'm not a Grey's Anatomy person. Is this an important character? She.
Apparently, yes. I mean, I haven't seen this show in years, but apparently, yeah. I think fans thought she was coming back, and she's not.
See you later, alligator.
After a while, crocodile.
It's 20. Thank you. I'll be back tomorrow, or later on today, in fact. 21 at the hour now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Sense, but that didn't keep it from becoming a big song. Time for Throwback Thursday. These are the top five songs from this week in 1979, courtesy of the DJV Research Department. This is a group called Vanack, K-N-A-C-K. They had one big hit. You're listening to it. My Sharona.
What year is this? 1979?
79.
I never knew this was an old song because...
Really?
Because this was in the 90s, 90-something, I don't remember. There was a movie with Winona Ryder and Ethan Hawke called Reality Bites.
Yeah.
And this song was on the soundtrack. So I didn't see the movie when it came out. I saw it, you know, years later, but... I always thought this song was from the 90s. I had no idea. And I think there's an entire generation of people who don't know this is from the 70s.
Do you know what this, what the lyric line is all about here?
I have no idea.
No. Okay.
Do you?
There are all kinds of suggestions.
Is someone named Sharona?
There's a suggestive sort of streak to this. But it's also, some people just, music historians say this is just a stupid, dumb song about nothing. So, My Sharona. What's a Sharona? It's a Sharon who's got a middle initial of A. Who knows what that is. All right. From number five to number four, this Barbara Streisand. Huh? People say Barbara Streisand, she was making hits. She was. Big hits.
She did disco? That's the bigger question.
The main event. She had four or five songs in this era that were really very popular, and they were all upbeat. There's a song called Stony End. It's a great pop song. And this is another one of them. She tried a little of everything. So that's
I never knew she even dipped her toe into the disco pool.
Absolutely. Yep. She dipped her toe into most everything. And just ask her.
She sounds good.
Yeah, no, she's got a nice bright sound to her. She was good. She was adaptable. All right, so that's number four, main event. Number three, we get into the real heavy disco. This is Anita Ward. And this was a fabulous disco song called Ring My Bell.
Once again, I'm picturing Doug in roller skates on a light-up dance floor.
Ringing the bell.
Did you dance like the way people do? Like the disco dance?
I played it. I wasn't.
Did you ever wear platform shoes?
No. I had plenty of bell-bottom pants, though. I had a white leisure suit.
We need a picture of that stat.
Yes.
Wrote it, had, and I had a brown polyester leisure suit. Oh. I think I had one that was almost pink.
Oh my God. We do need a picture of that.
I'm not sure any exists, frankly. Number two, Chic and Good Times, 1979. Sounds like I'm doing a 70s show that Patti LaBelle hosted that on PBS for Levinsky. One of those shows for the Begathons. Begathons. All right, come on, crank this up. Please. Like this?
I like it.
All right, we get to the number one quickly. Donna Summer, everybody knows this song. 5 weeks at number one, Bad Girls. Bad girl. Number one. Bad girl. Pretty good, huh? Moving your body, can't sit still to this. 28 after the hour.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
In today's automotive news, the Chinese security research firm Tencent Keen Security Labs have hacked the Tesla Model X and have been able to exploit these security holes to remotely do things to the Model X like open its doors, blink the headlights, control in-car displays, and most worryingly, engage the brakes while the car is in motion. Defeating the security code allowed them to activate a crazy light show in the car set to music, which just goes to show how extensive their control over the Model X can be. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
The Ford summer sales event is in full swing.
How does one tiny little human need all this stuff? Stroller, umbrella, buckets, shovels, blanket, changing table, jumpy gym, bouncy seat.
Okay, sweetie, can you open the back?
Sure. I'm not holding anything with my foot.
Hands-free foot-activated liftgate, available on the 2017 Ford Escape, lets you load up without putting anything down.
Wait, isn't the jumpy gym to bouncy seat the same thing?
Totally different.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford summer sales event. Hurry and get our hottest offer. 0% financing for 72 months on select Ford Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of $95 on newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen on the DJV Experience. You can have the experience by going to TuneIn Radio every day. Hear the whole program, uninterrupted, unedited. Doug Steffen Now is what you search for on TuneIn Radio. If you want to hear podcasts of the various hours of DJV, you can do that at blogtalkradio.com. Also listen to podcasts of Good Day Health and the farmer program, American Family Farmer, our countdown show, and the hour that I'm most proud of. Well, I'm proud of all the stuff that I'm doing, frankly, all of us collectively are doing, but there's a sort of a new drift, and I do an hour called Your Hidden Power, which is all about things that are unexplained in life or seem not to have explanation, but yet they make sense. So all those sorts of things you'll be able to find, and we have a newly redesigned website, which will make it really easy for you to find all that stuff. That'll be up and running in the next week or two. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, there is... Actually, you know what? Before I do the chicken story, which is pretty silly, I want to go back to something you and Victoria, you and Carol were talking about off the air, about Monsanto and the things that are being made public. and how we get our news and how you know, because everything's bought and paid for.
Mm-hmm.
And you could say, well, Doug, how are you any different? Well, I'm happy to tell you. Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm having to tell you if something is paid for or it isn't. I'm not trying to hide anything.
Right.
But these people are scurrilous in the way that they are hiding the information about whether stuff is good or bad for you. And, you know, it's almost like to the point of being too late. But they really are. It's deceitful is a nice word for it. So, what will you just go back to the conversation you and Kara were having for a minute, because I thought that it was some of our best conversations never make it to the air, which is not smart, but anyway, that's what happened. So go ahead.
Well, I was just reading, last week we talked about the lawsuit against Monsanto, and Monsanto's lawyers didn't request that the documents remain private. They messed up, and so a lot of documents, internal emails between scientists, things like that, they all went public. And one of the things that came out was the guy who was the editor of one of the largest science journals in the country was also being paid by contract. He was a contract worker for Monsanto right before he took the position as editor of the Science Journal. So one of the first things he does, and now he's been exposed, he forced a retraction of a study that showed how bad GMOs were for you. And so it's now that's coming out to light. And it's like, Kara and I were saying that we're entering this age that whistleblowers are going to be more important than ever. This is so much worse than the tobacco industry, which whistleblowers, you know, that's how we, remember that movie, The Insider?
Yeah.
Russell Crowe? I mean,
there's
going to be movies now, I'm sure, and plenty of books and everything about the same thing, but it's going to be GMOs and it's going to be pesticides and Monsanto and all this other stuff. It's crazy. And now Facebook and Google are censoring information that people are putting out that are anti-vaccines and anti-GMOs. So who's paying Google and Facebook off? Somebody is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. You can't really get your news source. You have to really dig for independent, real news.
Here's a way. This is a sign, or this is a signal, or this is an example. Maybe that's the best word. Of sort of the opposite of what Victoria is talking about. If you like Papa John's pizza, and I'm not a pizza guy anyway, because most of it is loaded with gluten, and I have a tendency to not, my body doesn't like gluten. So I eat pizza once in a while, depending on where it comes from, but not often. So Papa John's has added gluten-free pizza to its menu, and they're testing it around the country. But they say right up front, it is not for those with celiac disease or who have an intolerance to gluten. In fact, they recommend that anybody with celiac disease or any gluten intolerance not eat any of its pizza, even if it's made with gluten-free crust. So I find that to be refreshing. I don't know why they bother.
Domino's does, because I'm allergic to wheat, so yep. I can't have gluten either. But Domino's has a gluten-free pizza that's actually pretty good, and they have the same thing because it's processed and baked in an oven where regular pizza is also made. So this is their lawyers covering their butts.
Well, I don't.
That's
think
all that really is.
I don't get that from Papa John's. Maybe you're right, but I don't.
It's the same disclaimer that Domino's has, though.
They talk about the complexities of making gluten-free pizza in a gluten-filled kitchen environment.
Right.
Yes.
Celiacs have airborne illness to gluten, so that's where it's coming from.
I swear sometimes I don't understand what makes – it seems that some days I can have a reaction of really gluten upset. Mm-hmm. And other days when I eat I get a gluten-free bread if I want to have peanut butter and jelly sandwich or, you know, something like that.
Right.
And Meredith made me a banana bread earlier this week, and she said it's not gluten-free, and I ate it. It didn't bother me at all. But I will go to a restaurant and have a roll, a nice hot roll with butter on. I love those.
Yeah.
And I'll have half of it, and I'll have indigestion for hours.
Yeah.
So
Well, I think with something like banana bread, I can also kind of get away with something like that because there's less flour in it. But mm-hmm. Because there's other things in it. But if you're just eating a roll at a restaurant, yeah, I can't do that either.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, unfortunately, there is. I don't know. There seems to be gluten, and then there's gluten. If you know what I mean.
Right.
So, all right. There's a chicken that has shown up outside the White House. I wish this foolish thing would go away. I keep hitting something to make it stop, and it doesn't stop.
I was going to say, who's talking in the background?
That's, I keep hitting this thing to make it go away, and it keeps coming back again. Anyway, the other day, a monument to Donald Trump showed up outside the White House. It was a giant inflatable chicken. No, the chicken is it. It's like it's a big balloon.
No, I saw the picture, but I thought it was Photoshopped. Is this real? Lewis showed me the picture.
No. This is right. It was right across the street from the White House.
It is very funny.
It is funny. It's just, it has Trump-like hair.
Yep.
The goldy hair and the handsome
hairdo. The comb over.
And the idea here, this guy is trying to portray, I mean, you can look at a picture of the White House from the back angle, and you can see where it is on the other side of the gate, on this line of sight to the Washington Monument. Anyway, so this guy who developed this chicken, that Trump is a chicken because he isn't firm with, for example, the North Koreans. I mean, what in the world? Isn't it interesting how people look at things? Whatever. The guy's name is Singh Brar. He says Trump is afraid to release his tax returns. He doesn't stand up to Vladimir Putin, and he's playing chicken with North Korea. So, now, this guy, as you can imagine, he bought this thing for $1,300, a visual protest, but because he's a Muslim, you can imagine what the sidebar stories are with that. So I leave it. If I hadn't told you that, probably wouldn't have made any difference. But I know for some people, they're seeing it. That guy's a Muslim. What do you expect from them? So, for what it's worth, the picture is worth 1,000 words, and it is funny. So if you get a chance to just Google Chicken Trump or something like that.
It is very funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
I thought it was fake. I can't believe that's real.
Yeah, a lot of people reporting from the White House. Looking at that, I think Shepard Smith made some comment about it because the Fox guy's there reporting, and in the background is this chicken. So he said, and Shepard Smith said, "Do you see that chicken behind you?" The guy says, "No, what are you talking about? Well, turn around and look at that chicken." And that's sort of what a lot of people were saying. Pretty funny stuff. Let me spend a moment helping those of you who are running your own businesses, whether they be small ones, we only have 3 or 4 employees, whether they be medium-sized, you got 300 or 400 employees, or fairly good-sized, 3,000 or 4,000. Some of the big companies that have 30,000 or 40,000 employees are using the same thing that those of you who have 3 or 4 employees are using to find new ones and good ones. Good work from ZipRecruiter.com, where you can post your job to hundreds of job sites with just one click. There are restaurants, local and national, that are using this. Department stores, local and national, using this. Car companies, local, and car dealerships using ZipRecruiter.com. It's so different. Unlike some of the other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates to find you. It finds them for you, which is worth the price of admission. Actually, price of admission, if you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, is zero, zip, nada, nothing. It doesn't cost you anything to use ZipRecruiter. Try it for the first time, see how well it works, and then use them in the future, engage them. But you can, for the first job recruitment that you want to post, it is without cost at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. So post your jobs there free. They have a fabulous track record. Find the right person fast. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for loving your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. Laundry is not a one-size-fits-all operation, but we sure do wish it was. You'll get a lot more life out of your clothing by choosing the best cycle. For sturdy clothes, go with heavy duty. Permanent press, that's perfect for light fabrics. And delicate works for your hand washables. Temperature counts too, so choose hot for whites, cold for brights, and warm for everything else. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
Hey, I'm Tina Phillips, and I have three travel tips for you. One, expect the unexpected. You do not want bed bugs, trust me. Great product for that is the Ortho Defense Bed Bug Trap. It's portable, easy to use, does not use pesticides. You set it down by your bed, and in an hour, you know if you have bed bugs. It's on Amazon and all the major retailers. You definitely want that for your travels. Now, saving money. Dosh is a great app for cash back for business travelers. On average, you can save $90 per stay, which over the course of the year, if you travel twice a month, that's $2,100. Also great for food and for shopping. Staying connected. Straight Talk Wireless has an unlimited $35 plan, which is awesome. Unlimited talk, unlimited text, 2 gigabytes of high-speed data, then 2G, all the major top dependable networks, and awesome, awesome cell phones that you get on the plan as well. So enjoy your travels. Have a great time. All the information on all these products is on my website, kingaphillips.com, and safe travels.
Start your own color party with colors like champagne and jubilee. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains during the Love for Color sale, August 11th through the 14th. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
From the FYI department at the DJV Experience, you may be surprised to hear what a lot of women think they already know. When woman says, what could he be thinking? The answer, according to a new book, lies not in laziness, sexism, or sheer pig-headedness, but in profound differences between the male and female brain. Scientists now have technology to prove the man and women, the Mars, the Venus, all of that stuff. This is a neurobiological research paper, and it takes experiences from family therapists, presents a new vision of the male psyche. The book is aimed at women, and the women are supposed to, after they've read this, have a more conscious language to work with men and have sympathy for men who do not have the same brain or brain power as do women. So, ladies...
Wait, we're supposed to have sympathy for them because their brains don't work as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
really?
What you're supposed to do. Yeah, right.
So is that why we have to explain how to tell a girl story? Because your brains just don't work.
Wait a minute. Your brains don't work? You're talking about me and my brain.
Not in general, yeah.
Oh, no. That's a complete slap at me when I told that story the other day about Meredith and I having dinner.
Yeah, we're saying
I
that
remember
all.
Remember was for dinner.
We're saying that, no, exactly. We're talking about that. But we're
zero
saying
details.
That, we're saying that men in general don't know how to tell stories.
So I knew that they were Valentino shoes or something. What was the name of Valencia? What was the name of the shoe?
So you didn't really know.
Yeah, but he was with a V. I remember that.
Yes, right. The Valentino.
Yeah, okay. And I remembered we had pink soup.
Pink soup. Oh, my God.
We had asparagus with a certain... You know, I still haven't figured out what that... it was watercress.
Wait,
yes,
no,
that's what it was.
I thought we already went through that, and you decided that it wasn't.
I think I changed my mind. I think it is watercress. See? So I have remembered some of
okay.
The,
I think you're totally wrong about that, but okay.
Really? Well, you weren't there, though.
I know cooking, and I know food, and watercress is not sautéed.
Well, there'll be corrective action coming shortly if I'm wrong. It's 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly, pure soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Sword in my hand, bandana around my neck, ready to protect the woman I love. Oh, anyway. Music from The Mask of Zorro, which featured Anthony Hopkins and Antonio Banderas. Actually, it was a pretty good flick, I thought. Didn't you think? What did you think of that movie, Chucker?
Well, there were two of them, The Legend of Zorro and then The Mask of... well, what was the first one? Was it Legend or Mask? I don't remember. I think it was Legend. Yeah, and Antonio Banderas. That was pretty good Zorro. He's turned 57 years old today.
Yeah. He's having trouble because all his life he's smoked and he's getting sick. I forget what he's being treated for now. And didn't he find, when he got away from Melanie Griffith, does he? I'm trying to remember what I saw in one of the gossip things about who he's hanging around with. I should leave that to Kara and Victoria because...
Yeah, I don't follow that stuff. I just do hard news on this program.
Hard news. All right, you see that Justin Timberlake and Selena Gomez are joining a Woody Allen film?
No, I didn't see that. Tell me about it.
Well, the film is untitled at the moment. It's going to be produced by Amazon Studios, yet another one under their banner. It's the first time Woody Allen has worked with them. No, I don't think that's true. I think he did the film Cafe Society with them.
Yeah, Amazon's becoming a major player in the art house circuit.
Really?
Yeah.
So he's doing that movie, and then he's doing another one with James Belushi and Justin Timberlake called Wonder Wheel. The first one, okay. The Selena Gomez thing, is untitled. So that's pretty interesting that they're working together, collaborating. Don't you think that's interesting?
Very interesting, Doug. I couldn't be more interested in that story.
Do you have the story about Jennifer Garner and her next movie?
I do know. I do not. But if you want to continue the segment, go ahead. What's the story?
Well, this is an offshoot of her role on Alias. She's going to be in a new revenge thriller called Peppermint.
Okay.
She plays sort of a female John Wick. A young mother takes matters into her own hands after her husband and her daughter are gunned down. She goes after the baddies.
She's had a good career. If you look at her bio in the last 15 years, she's worked consistently doing at least 2-3 projects every year, which is good for her.
Very
I like her. I'm a big fan. I'm
very,
a big
very
fan.
Likable. Yep, yep. All right, so Chuckers turn into movie news right after this.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
All right, man. 7 ballparks in 7 days. Here we go.
I've got my maps.
You don't need them.
Huh?
I got a nav system. See, you could even pinch to zoom. Look at it.
And with available Sync 3 and voice-activated navigation, Ford Fusion has the tech to get you there and back.
Okay, you're holding that map upside down, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I thought Indiana looked, strange.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on current year 2016 sales. Don't drive while distracted. Use voice-operated systems when possible. Don't use handheld devices while driving. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
All right, Chucker, your hand now on the wheel of movie news.
I'm going to spin this off to Victoria and Kara. Lionsgate reportedly looking to reboot both its Twilight and Hunger Games franchise. What do you think of that?
How do you reboot it? You mean they're going to just start all over?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's viable with Twilight. I could see doing that with Twilight. I think Hunger Games is way, way, way too soon to do. But this is inevitable when you have franchise properties that made a ton of money for a studio. They're going to reboot it. I could see doing it with Twilight in some form. Hunger Games, I have to think they have to wait at least 5 years, but we'll have to see how this plays out. Doug, Disney's pulling its movies from Netflix and will create its own streaming service. I think Disney can do this. I don't know if other studios will follow suit, but if they did, I think they could certainly put a dent in Netflix's
armor. What's the problem?
I don't think there's a problem. I mean, they're going to continue with some of their entities like the Marvel superhero films, but some other movies they're pulling and just want to make their own money and not outsource. I think this is inevitable that this would happen, but Netflix is still mighty powerful, and I don't think there's any concerns on the business model front. And then there's a rumor going around, so Sylvester Stallone gave an interview hinting that Dolph Lundgren, who played Ivan Drago in Rocky IV, will return for Creed 2. He played the character that killed Apollo Creed. Creed centered on Apollo's son, so I can see the viability there, but it seems a little far-fetched to me.
But he's in the Expendables, too.
He is. And friends with Stallone. Yep.
Yeah, right. Okay, I figured that. Chuck Curry, magnificent job. Check out his podcast, Movie Mania.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.